No houses on this island, is there? Must be wild.
Even dead. Hey. Yeah, they're not. They're famous. This house.
In Los Angeles City, they have coyotes. They're like a wolf.
Oh.
And they go around eating the pet cats and dogs.
Oh.
People are very upset.
In the city?
Yeah, in the residential areas.
Hiding?
Yeah, but they're becoming even more and more bold. Even during the day now, they're coming and they'll go in someone's... On the lawn, there'll be a dog playing or a cat.
Those animals sometimes kill children. Munching. For long as they'll be pulled out, every step they'll be dead. This is the place.
They're not so much worried about the wild animals.
Huh?
They're not so much worried in this city about the wild animals, but more about their neighbors. They say that here more people are killed every day than anywhere else.
By the neighbors?
Yeah.
One report that the mayor of the city prevented a race riot.
Mm.
He personally prevented there being a race riot. Recently, one white man killed a black man, so the blacks then were attacking his shop, and the mayor personally came and subdued the crowd. Was able to prevent the riot.
Isn't it?
Yes.
That in those deer up there, the one with antlers with horns coming out of his head. Now, he thinks he's in charge of all of the others, all of the females.
Oh.
He won't fight anyone who comes after them, any other deer who comes after them. And he thinks, I am so strong, I'm so brave. That one in the center there.
Looks like they hold a symbol to see you.
Go hunting. Big guns. He's an animal.
You know?
Yeah.
Big hero. telling that here also people come and
go now. He's,
yeah. But that is allowed?
No, it's just bar. Coming over here, we were discussing this whole park. There's a big, huge park, and only two or three men maintain the whole park because they don't have enough money to pay them. They had to go to the street, not so far down from the temple. There's so many men that are sitting in the streets doing nothing all day long. And yet they say that there's a shortage of men who work in this place.
It is effective training. Bad civilization. They cannot employ everyone. Citizen stresses that everyone should be engaged. No one should remain idle. That is the government's duty. Bad governance.
But the government says that it's every man's freedom to work or not to work. The government says it's every man's freedom to work or not to work.
Yes. That is irresponsible government. It is man's freedom. He may eat or may not eat. It is saying like that.
They would rather not work.
Why we are working? Why we are not for that freedom? That is not what. Why you have engaged ourselves for working?
Oh, Krishna.
Therefore must be the real center. Nobody is paying us any salary, superficial, but why we are what? Therefore, the slavery was there. He must work. Those who are Shudras will not work. Therefore, the slavery was.
Slavery, which no, the masters were not qualified either.
So yes, that is a defect. Mm-hmm. That is a defect. Either the master is defective, or the servant is defective, or the system is defective. That is material work. Four faults. Mistake, illusion, cheating, and imperfectness. Struggle for existence, one mistake after one mistake, one illusion after one imperfectness after another, than like this.
Our duty in society to show everyone how to work for Krishna and become happy.
That is yoga. To work for Krishna means yoga. Yoga is karma. for yoga, performing yoga, one is to work. Work for Krishna means yoga, that is performance of yoga. And is this idea is borrowing this idea from, but because they are imperfect, they made center, state, and because it is imperfect, it is not success. They have made center the state. Who means laziness and sleep. The Shudras, they are in laziness and sleep. So if they have got something to eat, they will not work. Laziness. Or eat more and sleep. This is tamog. Rajoguna means they are working but Sanskrit gives. That is also useless. Tamogon is laziness and sleeping. And Rajoguna means working foolishly. Or for sense gratification. And Satyagun means they know how to work. And therefore, above this Satyagun, they become devotee, work for Krishna. Without working for Krishna, everyone is under the spell of this modes of material nature. And there is no training how to work for Krishna. That is the defect of modern civilization.
Sometimes people criticize us, saying that we are teaching everyone how to do nothing. That we're teaching them about God, but how are we going to teach anyone the practice to survive in the world?
Like
we don't have any practical
instructions. Practical?
Yes.
Huh? What is not practical? We are not eating, we are not
sleeping. Yes, thanks. Well, when will you learn to do a trade? Or when will you learn to perform business? Or when will you learn to become a doctor? You are always studying.
But you are doctor already, why shall I become doctor? You serve me. We serve you by giving you Krishna consciousness. You serve me as a doctor. What is the wrong way? Parasparatham. I am for you, you are for me. Division of labor, that is accepted universally. To ask them, do you think that everyone should become doctor? Then where is the patient? Eh? Everything is required. Similarly, you require our help also. It is cooperation. You know medical science, you know spiritual science. So, let us exchange and be happy. Why you are envious of us? why there is division in the body, head, arms, leg, belly, why not everything head or everything leg? Why there is division? That is nature, it is required. Why this road is neglected?
This marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Even they're saying that we don't know how to, we're not teaching anything practical.
Huh?
Even sometimes they're saying we're not teaching anything practical.
What does it mean by practical?
Practical. They're thinking we don't know how to operate in the world.
Huh?
They're thinking we don't know how to manage things.
What? We're not managing? We're not managing
it all day long.
Even my father is a big businessman. He said to me, who is this person that taught you to manage like this? He said, I wish I could get him to teach all money.
Why didn't I get a father to join for management?
Huh? You're managing one of the buses, isn't it? He's managing one of the Radha Dhammas on that big bus.
Is that?
No. Adi, you know who's Adi Ketan?
His father is a big scholar.
Oh. In what subject is scholar?
Well, he's a businessman, but also he's a big philosopher. He thinks that that by working very hard, that God will give you the results. Half of your mantra
philosophy.
I think simply by doing your work in the world, then God will be satisfied, and you do not need to offer any
sacrifice. The ass is working also. Why God is not satisfied with him? He's working very hard. Why is meant for carrying load for the vasana? Why do they think that we are not working? Huh?
They only see us chanting, dancing,
and
eating prasadam.
That is, they do not see Krishna's mercy. Just like yesterday, we purchased one house. According to Indian Exchange, 24 lakhs. So I had no money, but I purchased. That is, they do not understand what is Krishna's mercy.
Boston, when we bought the big temple there, they said, they asked us, we saw you dancing and chanting in the street right in front of there the other day, and now we see you going into a house on the biggest block in the whole city.
So then say, we have pleased Krishna and your son, but that is our business. Why should we walk like an ass and dog? We simply please Krishna and his son's money. That's all. See practically. Yesterday I want to see the house, I have no money, but I purchased 24 lakhs. What for the money comes? That is intelligence. that you please one person and you get everything. And you rascal, you please so many others, still you are not happy. That is intelligent. You are going to water the trees and leaves and the twigs, and we put water in the root. It reaches everywhere. If I pour water on the road, all the branches will be pleased. And they will give me fruits, flowers, everything. They do not know this sign. They can't even see the root.
Yes.
That is their blindness.
But they can't see it, they think it's not there. Because you can't see the root, they think it's not there.
House for the last 4 years. Huh? And I went for half an hour, I purchased. Without any money. You see, they are so blind, they cannot see the mercy of God. One should imagine that, yes, there is mercy of God, otherwise how is God? If they have no eyes to see, they should be imaginative.
That's why the government thinks that we are being supported in India. They think we are being supported by the
CIA.
Yeah. Because we have so many nice things. Where else could
you think it is the mercy of the CIA?
My God, brother, says, Sitamana, that American government has given me too close for this. They are supposed to be spiritually advanced, and they are so rested. And he is the head of Chaitanya. Krishna says, Yoga Kemang Vahami Aham. I take the responsibility of this explanation. Krishna says, and they are preaching Krishna consciousness, and they are thinking American government, not Krishna. Such fools and absent their head of spiritual head. That means everyone is envious. Thank you, segment, hugger. Very just money, very just.
that man in San Francisco, the photographer, he was always trying to take pictures of your rings, and always trying to take pictures of all the rich things on the altar. He was trying to make a story like that. They try to show that, you are enjoying.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to show that you are enjoying.
It is in Chicago. The one, the woman who wrote the article, the 34-ounce, she said how you looked at your gold watch. That was in the article. Such an important thing.
Nityananda Prabhu used to order decorations, very costly order. Your teeth does not look very clean, well.
They never get my yellow ones.
You ask any?
Every day.
Brahmins are also envious and we're very happy that we're looking forward to the next life. They because they don't have that faith.
They have no hope. Actually, they have no hope because they're going to degenerate, to become dog, ass, tree, and lost.
So they try to tell us, oh, that is just mythology that what you're following because they're envious.
Dr. Judah's book, he gives interviews with the devotees, and they tell so many instances of how our devotees were so depressed and hopeless, and then they became Krishna conscious, and all their whole lives have been transformed, and how happy they are. Why don't they see that?
Yeah.
They say somehow discounted as being not very substantial, being fanatical, or something religious, but it's a fact.
He asked the question, he took a survey of what was the thing that attracted you to the Hare Krishna movement. So the majority, about 53%, they said it was the sound of the mantra, Hare Krishna.
And another, about 48%, they said it was the friendliness of the devotees.
And that one, what is it called? Draft went, James went, what? So what is the allurement here in the society that they try to avoid that, what is it called? Draft.
Yes.
A draft call and come to the society. So, and he studied, and then there is no facility, it's still harder. They have to give us so many things. He remarked like that, it's still harder.
Than the army?
Yes. But actually, then so. Wherever you go, nobody will ask you that you give up this, give up this, give up this, give up this. And we ask that if you want to join, you have to give up this. So they are sacrificed and the same is still there happy. That's what they have been described as murha. No knowledge. Murha na dija. Mami paparanam. Well.